First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. Brave to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
Stop turning that damn dial. We found him. This show is dedicated to the 750,000 fans and listeners spanning from the islands of Hawaii to the trailer parks of North Carolina and over to the whorehouses scattered throughout Europe. Zip it. I wasn't finished. Of other shows and podcasts. Not my problem, people. You wanted an intellectual show that worked the brain like mental Viagra, getting old gracefully, and having a sex life like a rock star? Well, then keep your fingers crossed, because you're now listening to Alan Wolfert on Diary of a Bald Man. This follically challenged air thief and borderline coffeeholic will educate and inform you about non-penetrating, UFO abductions, developing the perfect chicken and dumplings, and how to live life at the speed of dark. Makes you wish you were hard of hearing, doesn't it? And here he is, with a voice that has you yearning to hear nails being dragged across a chalkboard, Alan Wolfert.
Hey, everybody, thank you for joining us today. This is Alan Wolfert, and I'm your host on the Diary of a Bald Man. So I hope that this finds everybody doing well. We've had a really, really great and dynamic response to the interview sessions with the podcast professionals from Revoicer on the Inside the Bald Man series. So great questions, you know, that we've got, and we've had some dynamic responses, you know, and we've got a global footprint, but it was nice for some of those fingers to come out and poke and say, hey, we like this, we're enjoying it. So, you know, hey, kudos to everybody for being portions or being participating in this program, and we've got more to come. You know, part of what we do with the Diary of a Bald Man, yeah, we're talking about me historically. But, you know, it's a preface, I hope, for some of you others to get out there and start things as well. You know, there's lots of survivors, lots of people involved in so many different things. And let's talk about somebody that is critically important. And it's not just to me. Probably 3 to 4 days ago on Instagram, on the U.S. Army What the Fuck Moments, Michaela, the granddaughter of PFC Joseph Dragonetti, a World War II veteran with the 148th Army Combat Engineers, she was putting out about how her grandfather is going to be turning 100 years old here at the end of December. So for everybody that's out in New Jersey, or anybody globally, if you'd like to participate, we've all started sharing this information. The guy is also a gentleman, the gentleman is also a retired postal carrier. Used to love making sure he delivered, you know, items to different families for different reasons. But if you'd like to join the rest of us veterans and just common people from LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, we posted on TikTok as well. Share a birthday card, postcard, just a note of appreciation, and just acknowledging that the gentleman is making his 100th birthday. And if you know somebody else it is, email me at diaryofabaldman1968@gmail.com. And we will pick one person for every show to give a shout out to and rally around. So if you'd like to participate, his address for, like I said, postcards, letters, pictures, anything of that nature, is 1908 Shore Boulevard in Toms River, New Jersey. And that zip code is 08753. And again, it's PFC, or just say Joseph Dragonetti, Dragonetti. Joseph Dragonetti. Help us to celebrate. And if you're up in that area, on I think it's Saturday, December 21st. His birthday is on the 30th. They're actually having a parade in that area, in the Toms River location. So what they're doing is they're meeting at the Fisher Bay Plaza at 1001 Fisher Boulevard in Toms River. They're going to drive past his house. The kickoff time is 1300 for all you vets out there, and that's 1 p.m. for all you civilians. Parade's going to leave the Fisher Bay Plaza and head west on Fisher Boulevard, making a right onto Shore Boulevard, where Joe and his family lives. He is currently bedridden, so anything you guys can do to reach out, participate, you're on a tricycle, you're on a big wheel, you got a big rig, anything of that nature, hey, please show another veteran some love. Thank you guys for that, and thank you for, you know, being such great participants. Our global podcast project was a huge success this year, especially with 2024 and me taking that break to go out to the Marshall Islands and work out there. You know, so this show is all about recognition and growing old disgracefully. Not Mr. Dragonetti. I mean, he's 100 years old. And again, a World War II veteran, you know, one of the toughest wars ever. And also a survivor of carrying people's mail because, you know, fucking people go nuts. Their dogs go nuts. Cats attack their, you know, people that are going by, sticking stuff inside those little letter slots. Who knows what the hell was going on? But back in the day when they used to carry those bags or push carts and, you know, get things to you. And I remember a mail call myself, you know, while I was in the military and getting care packages and little things from around the globe. You know, it makes a huge difference, especially this time of year, you know, when so many people are suffering mentally just from being alone, holidays, the family's grown, they've gone on, you know, with their own families and starting things. So show some love. And if you need some love, let us know. You could be the next person, you know, that we call out. We're going to continue to do this as well with Inside the Bald Man because I think it's a neat program. And like I said, when I saw his granddaughter Michaela's message, that was cool how some of the younger people today, you know, still respect and admire, you know, the elders in their communities, family members, and to point out, you know, the fact that he's alone. Because sometimes we're afraid to say that ourselves. Let us know. Reach out. Say, Alan, hey, can you give me a shout out? Can you point postcards and things my way? We can definitely do it. There is nothing we can't do in this world. I mean, we've proven it with the International Space Station. You know, countries can and do come together. We proved it so many different ways with, you know, the Hurricane Helene and people going into Asheville, Hendersonville, things of that nature, Florida, Alabama, Kentucky, places severely impacted, and people from all over the fucking world making donations, sending clothing, sending tents. The other day when I was driving over to the Tryon Equestrian Center, I saw a massive number of campers and tents and things going through the Chimney Rock and the Marshall area of North Carolina. And it was a beautiful sight. Yeah, the people, you know, were hurt. They mentally just beat down, seeing their property gone, their jobs in the area gone, things like that. But people from all over the U.S. just showing up, volunteering, giving time, giving love. If you need love, let us know. We'll get boots on the ground. We'll get bags on the ground, whatever it takes. Don't be alone. It's a big fucking world and millions of us out there to support you and others like Mr. Joseph Dragonetti, Mr. Bill Smith, Todd, whatever your name is, let us know. We'll get you a shout out. We'll make you famous. Unless you really don't need that. Yeah, some people don't need to be famous. But, you know, it's a time of year to show some love. And going into the show, which we'll start here in just a minute, you know, dragging up 6.0 was the very first podcast I had, and a lot of people wanted me to restart it. It just wasn't a good fit. the dynamics for it wasn't good. You know, we discussed safety and things, but now we need to talk about ourselves. Because like the show's name implies, growing old disgracefully has two parts to it. One, I'm writing a book. It's not really, you know, a historical thing, but just challenges, how I overcame them, and some insights that I got from, you know, people from all around me, their views, their take on what they saw and, you know, the things I fucked up or I succeeded in, you know, because we have to have outside views because we get clouded in our own minds as we mature and as we break away from others. So think about it. What do you have behind your eyes, between your fucking ears, that prefrontal cortex, all that gray mass that you could share with others? You know, we're getting older. We start dying the day we were born, and unfortunately some died, you know, shortly thereafter. So we didn't get to experience and share their loves and share their feelings and share the emotions and things that they could have provided to our lives. And we'll get into that in just a moment. But first, let's take a mental health moment and do a cranial reset from all the rambling and get you ready for the end of the show. But to do this, let's listen to A New Beginning by Anna Laska and just get into the mood of the music and let your mind go free from the rambling, and we'll be back in just a moment. Don't go away. Don't fucking leave. I'll hunt you down. Thank you.
No matter where you are in the world, that rambling voice from Tennessee will cause traumatic ear damage and lower your IQ to a level that must be measured in the negative. It's too late to turn it off now. You're listening to Alan Wofford on Diary of a Bald Man.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the show. This is Alan Wofford, again, the host of the Diary of a Bald Man. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about why the show is called Growing Old Disgracefully. And I started it with the preamble, about Mr. Joseph's 100th birthday coming up. Nothing to be disgraceful about at all, you know. I mean, if you think about it, he's about to hit 100 years old. And in the past 2 years, I've had 24 to 25 friends, acquaintances, fellow veterans, people I've met in my journeys as a contractor, doing all kinds of things, you know, globally, Alaska, Hawaii, Wake Island, things of that nature. They're no longer here, you know, and they all died before they were 60, 61 years old. You know, so when I'm thinking about it, you know, I think about the great people at the University of Tennessee Vascular and Heart and Lung Center, and especially with Miss Judy, Blake, Alex, Miss Tiffany, you know, all the people that are in that vascular rehab and PT that helped me get through the day. So if you didn't know, while I was in the Marshall Islands earlier this year, within the first month or two, they found I had deep vein thrombosis. So think about a blood clot. And I had one behind my knee and one in my left calf. And to say it was very uncomfortable is just, you know, a short statement. Got scanned, found out that I had PAD, where my femoral artery in the upper portion of my left leg was blocked. So they sent me here to the States, came back home, met with Dr. Oscar Grandis, outstanding surgeon, Christy, his assistant, just outstanding people. You know, and we were going over how I developed these things. Well, blood clots, DVT, can come from a variety of things. It can come from trauma. It can come from sitting too long, you know, so I worry about those in transportation, truck drivers, things of that nature. But when they said that the clogged artery was because I was an idiot and I did not do appropriate things growing old, you know, it made me reminisce about the time when I was 330 pounds. You know, I didn't get fat overweight. It was as I was growing older, I took on some really bad habits. I was fucking eating sweets for energy, things like that. Where I was working in Alaska, I was really trying to keep the caloric intake up, because if you get outside and it's really cold, you know, you're going to shed some of that because it's going to take body fat to heat you back up. But bad decisions, right? Smoking was a big one. That's probably the most difficult thing I face today, is completely stop smoking. You know, and there's so many different things. I can't use the Wellbutrin because that's what made me try to unalive myself and put a 9mm Q-tip through the back of my neck. Things of that nature just don't assist me. Now, I know quite a few people that have taken Chantix and Wellbutrin and were very successful. But it's things like that. You know, it's like I tell you with any vitamins I share, you know, the L-theanine, the stuff that helps me mentally get going, things of that nature. Don't do it without checking with your primary care physician. Don't fucking do it. Again, Google is not a doctor, right? You can put some things in there and it'll help you, but it's not going to save your life. And it might. It may tell you about signs or symptoms you need to be alerting of. And that brings me to new friends and acquaintances of mine that I've met. Within my vascular rehab, you know, I grew up disgracefully. I mean, I know I did stupid things, ate stupid things, probably put my fingers where I shouldn't have put them, you know, things of that fucking nature. Obviously, got very obese. Obviously, didn't drink enough water and consumed too much sweet tea and sodas and things like that to just beat the fuck out of my guts. And when I think about the gentleman that I go in with, Mr. Jim is in his 90s. He is almost 97 years old. And when I get up there to do my 7.5 minutes on the treadmill because my stupid ass has blocked arteries in order to create collateral veins so I don't have an amputation, don't have to have bypass, he is smoking my ass. His son Dan gets in there And the poor guy, you know, he's had issues with his legs as well. And he's getting in there and he's pumping, he's doing weights. All the mics. Fuck, there's so many fucking mics in my class. I love them all, but I couldn't tell you last names. And if I knew, I wouldn't say. I don't want you stalking them, trying to get them to go to your OnlyFans page and shit like that. They got better taste than that. Not saying that some of you skanks aren't pretty or anything, but they don't want to see shit like that on there. You know, Doug. Fuck, there's just so many. Melvin. A couple people, I still don't know their name. I just call them brother. Fuck, I call everybody brother. Especially today, because I don't know. I see an abs apple, but you're wearing, you know, Louis Vuitton. I'm going to call you brother. Fuck it. Let's just keep on track. But these guys are nothing like me. They didn't do the stupid shit I did. They survived, every last one of them. Every last one of them. Randy gets up there. Randy is my favorite hippie. Him and Micah, my next door neighbor, if I had their fucking hair, I would part it exactly the way they do, with a ponytail. I mean, I would just be a badass. But let me tell you about these guys. They are fucking amazing. Not all are veterans. Some are civilian specialists. And I mean, you know, the farmers. One of the mics is a farmer. Another mic is a Navy veteran. The other mic, I don't know what the fuck he does. But, you know, Terry is a preacher and a pastor. I mean, just outstanding people that I go in with. And then I see them getting on these machines. Every one of them had a cardiac event. We're talking about myocardial infarction, heart attack, blockages, widow makers. And it is so impressive to watch these guys, all of them older than me, get up there and just, you know, they're doing mountain climbing on a treadmill. I mean, the incline on this, I just get dizzy watching them go up, and then sometimes it'll go down. Their speed picks up, things of that nature. And I'm just impressed and awed. But they have helped me stop growing old disgracefully and getting into that mindset. Hey, this is what it took. I had two heart attacks. Another one said I had blockage and had a heart attack. Another one would say, this is what occurred. And here I am with my pansy ass with a clogged leg, just trying to walk for 10 to 15 minutes before what's called claudication, or the pain, you know, kicks in. I have to pull my leg. It hurts like I can't even explain. It's nothing you could take like Advil or Tylenol for. It's just lactic acid, lack of blood flow, my stupidity, you know. And so those muscles are starving. So when I go in, I go Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I try and think of a new safe word. For some reason, you know, the anti-disestablishmentarianism, all the long ones like that, and pneumonal ultroscopic silicovaginosis, they're just too fucking long to say. And they keep cracking that whip, and I keep bouncing like a fucking kangaroo. I promise you that. You know, there are times when I just wanted to quit because the pain would get so bad, and I was like, fuck it, amputate it. I mean, it hurt that bad. And I don't stop. Because all the Mikes and the Randys and the Terrys and Dougs and everybody else that's in there, they had heart attacks, they had all these other things, are smoking my ass and motivating me in ways I never previously imagined. I mean, when I was in the military, basic training, AIT, everything, we had PT. We had it frequently, muscle failure day, then cardiovascular. No, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, my fat ass, well, I shouldn't say that, I'm down to 197 pounds. My BMI is 24, so I guess I'm overweight. You know, I've not got that summer body, so I won't be wearing that bikini hammock. Now, there's something to think about. You know, if this show's depressed you because you're growing old disgracefully, think about me in like a light blue banana hammock with no banana. That's pretty fucked up. I think I just depressed myself too. But if it makes you happy, it does. Think about it if it's got Garfield's face on it, right? Let's try and put a positive spin on this. So here I am, you know, and where I'm growing old disgracefully, I've been reborn. And to say that, I say thank you to Miss Judy, the nurse, Miss Tammy, Maya, Alex, Blake, Tiffany, who got me in there and got me hooked up with getting in with Judy and them, Dr. Oscar Grandis, Christy. Thank you guys for rebirthing me. I mean, I can't tell you guys how amazing it is when I first started and I couldn't do 4 minutes without the claudication. And to give you an idea what the claudication feels like for me, my personal thing. Somebody may have it more painful. 1,000 fire ants biting your leg while somebody's behind them with the hammer just slamming into the muscle where it's spasming from lack of oxygen. I mean, and then trying to run in high heels. That's what it felt like. My calf would turn up. I'd have to pull it. It just like the worst muscle cramp you have while you're asleep. And it just wouldn't stop. And I went from 4 minutes up to six, now to eight. And I'm doing 10 minutes on the bicycle. You know, and I switched between cycling, the treadmill, cycling, crying, rolling on the floor in a fetal position. I call it a sit-up. They're just saying it's a break. And then getting back on the treadmill. And what's amazing is when I get on it for my second and third time, almost no pain because I had to fight through it. You know, I think about all the great people that Judy and Tiffany and Tammy and Blake and Alex and, you know, so many others that have been in there to assist us broke asses and the magic that they do. Again, these guys had heart attacks, and they're getting up there doing Ironman-type shit, not swimming. You would think they would from the amount of sweat on them, but no. I mean, they're giving it their all. They're not half-assing anything. They're not holding back on the pain. And, you know, it was odd when I first got in there, and I was wearing a heart monitor because I graduate December 26. Okay? Don't forget, Mr. Dragonet's birthday's on the 30th, so I have to get my time up to help celebrate Mr. Dragonetti and thank him for making 100. Another icon, somebody else for me to follow. You know, it's like the Rangers. Follow me, lead the way. And he's done it. You know, at one point, growing old disgracefully will happen to everybody. We'll find a point in our life where something happened and the doctors will say, well, this is what occurred, and it may have been from lifestyle choices you made in your 40s, 50s, things like that. So when I tell you fucking, you know, do carnivore diet, watch your sugars, go talk to your doctor, because I did. I made a whole list for Dr. Grandis, and I'll post it for the rest of you. You know, because I found out nitrous oxide, cayenne pepper, things like that helps with blood flow, vasodilation, the arginine, you know, for that nitrous oxide, the lysine for cell restructuring, the things we can rebuild our bodies. They're not going to be as pretty unless, you know, maybe I get a boob pectoral job done and something to that nature, but that's not what I'm going for. I'm trying to keep my fucking leg. What are you trying to keep? What are you trying to maintain? Because I want to celebrate you on your 100th birthday. Fuck, 80th birthday. You know, because when I was younger, I did not think I was going to make it past 30. I had the worst time in imagining me living past 30 because there was so much shit going on in my life. You know, abandonment issues, you know, things I put in there because, oh, mommy left me, things like that. But then I remembered the fucking hundreds of others that were there day by day by day by day and kept me going. So how are you going to grow disgracefully? But hold off on that. So hopefully by summer of next year, I'll finish the book. I'm going to post it on my website. It is not for sale. It is just for you to fucking enjoy. Well, hopefully enjoy. There's going to be humor, sarcasm, snarky ass attitudes, probably some language because, I mean, shit, listen to what I do on the show. So imagine what I'm going to put in a book. No holds barred. Because the problem is we believe so much bullshit. Oh, I can drink, you know, 10 more Cokes. The sugar's not going to hurt me. Oh, I can have, you know, a 36-ounce diet soda. Because aspartame really isn't going to make my liver that much worse. You know, it's the things we believe. Well, it's time to open our eyes and shoot a new course. And hopefully you guys will follow me on that, especially with the Inside the Bald Man. We're going to be talking about some of the things that I went through with the doctors, the fear of almost losing my leg, the nights of crying because of fear of the amputation, you know, or having a bypass and it just totally shutting me down. You know, we're not here for a long time, so let's do it for a good time. But add to the long time by enjoying life so much that we fight to keep it going. This is Alan Wolford reminding you to plan, prepare, communicate, and engage in life. And thank you for listening. If you would, please rate the show, follow the show, like the show, dislike it. Fucking give me the ratings you truly believe we feel. Because, again, this is my new moment of growth. This is my... hell, you know, what do they call it when people get old and they start buying fucking cars and guns and prostitutes? not your second chance. I don't know. There's a word out there, but it's for guys that are trying to relive their youth. I'm not trying to relive it. I'm trying to become it again. Thank you for listening. God bless you. We'll see you next time. Now get the fuck out of here and enjoy the rest of your day. God bless.
Alan Wolford has produced this podcast for entertainment purposes. Neither this nor any other podcast he produced constitute legal, medical, marital, sexual, or professional advice. The opinions and views presented by Alan are his own and do not reflect the views or opinions of employers, clients, family, Facebook groupies, promotional sponsors, or baby Jesus. Any health information shared or mentioned as an alternative does not create any patient-physician relationship or other professional relationship between the audience and the presenters. No person listening to any podcast from this rocket surgeon should act or refrain from acting based on the content of a podcast without first seeking appropriate professional advice and or counseling. Nor shall the information be used to substitute for professional advice and counseling. As stated earlier, this show is for entertainment purposes, not how to lead or change your life. Do what is best for you or what your spouse approves of. Alan Wolford and all guests of the show expressly disclaim all liability relating to any actions taken or not taken based on any and all contents of this site.